For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as for sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. So he is not like a man of talks, but he was a man of life. In order to persuade others, to convince others, you need not only to preach, to talk, but you need to be a father. The power of fatherhood, the power of paternity, it's very much convincing, affecting others. All people look for a father. That's why St. Paul said once, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. Look to this. You have many instructors, many thinkers, many speakers, but you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I, Paul, have begotten you through the gospel. So he mentioned himself not as instructor, but as a father. And with the power of paternity, he could convince them to accept the truth. Again, in his first letter to Thessaloniki, but we were gentle among you just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. We preached to you the gospel of God. You are witness, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believes. Again, the last verse here, as a father doth his own children. So as a father, he stated clearly that he was living among them as a father. And the last passage was as a mother. So with this power of love, you can convince others. Again, we convince people because we experienced the love and life of Christ. We convince others by simplification, by simplifying the truth, by giving examples. We are convincing to anyone because we use the logic in putting points in sequence. We can help others to be persuaded because we know the culture of these people we are speaking to, and also with the power of prayer, the grace of God, and lastly with the paternity or the fatherhood attitude, we can convince everyone. We can use science, we can use logic, we can use geology, we can use psychology, we can use all sciences in convincing others if we are delivering the truth. We are allowed to use all tools, all reasoning tools. But you know, on the same way, for the direct way to reach the gospel of salvation. And sometimes when you go all the way with your mind in a dry intellectual way, you are lost. But you know, when you speak to some intellectual man, you cannot just start telling him this. Because you know, tomorrow, the Sunday of St. Thomas. Remember the story of St. Thomas. St. Thomas was such a man who believes in his mind. So he put it clearly, I will never believe in him until I touch the scars. I have to see with my eyes and I will put my finger. Otherwise, I will never believe. And though Christ appeared to him and asked him, come, put your hand, put your finger. So this is the logic way. He needed evidence, and Christ brought the evidence. The cross-cultural problems, as Bisu were saying, is a major issue. We should respect the culture. We should study the backgrounds. We should care much for their minds, how they see things, how they consider relationships, what their history tell them. So they are the outcome of many hundred years So I should study these 100 years. In this way I can pass it and speak their language. And that's exactly what happened with St. Paul when he stepped into Areopagus. He was very much convincing because he was studying philosophy and Greek culture. And because he was a man of Jewish religion, he was always convincing to the Jew. I met many of the youths told me that I am the only Christian in my group of non-Christian. And some of them told me, they told me, that a non-Christian person told him, by the way, you changed my opinion about Christian. I always believed that Christians are dull or whatever. But now, after dealing with you for many years, you are different. But if all Christians like you, definitely Christianity is a great thing. The comparative way in theology, when you put your belief against others' belief, it's needed in some, at some time, but not always. Because some time they may believe you are offending them, you are attacking them. So don't start at least with this comparative way. But if it goes this way, okay, we are not, you know, up to the level of St. Paul and the appearance of Christ to St. Paul. But, you know, we may say that I could see many people who had real change in their life when they knew Christ. I myself was very far from Christ. But with the grace of God, when I start reading the Bible, when I start praying, I feel much comfortable, much peaceful. I can say this way, if you believe in yourself, not believing in Christ as the main source of my beauty or whatever good in me, if I remind myself always that anything good in me, it's not me, it's His. I remember one of the missions in Ethiopia, medical mission, and all the junior Ethiopian doctors had mainly one question, not medical. We need to know why you came to us. Because seeing seniors of medicine, professors, leaving their country, their clinics, their fortune, their family, coming to their land, spending 2 weeks helping people and giving all the science they have freely. So they had major question, one specific question, why you are doing this? So this is exactly what you mean, I think. It was not a medical question. They asked the spiritual one. So it was a chance to share, because we love Christ and He loved us. We love you. We need you to know Him. Sharing experiences have two levels. Level of exchanging experiences between us as servants. When you tell us one of the stories of South Africa, Mary tahki one of the stories of Zimbabwe, Noha tahki one of the stories from Philippines, and we all glorify God and we can see clearly that it's not Biso or Mary or Noha, it's Christ's hands, very clear. This exchanging experience very much allowed and very much needed. The experience of evangelism is not the one you tell non-believers about. You tell your colleagues, you tell your co-servants. But experience of spiritual life-changing experience, I mean, this you can tell non-believer. Okay? So sharing is different, two levels. Level of servants and level of preaching itself. When I focus on myself and my experiential transformation, I was and I became, people look very up to Him. And when they see Him afterwards in other situations as very normal one, or maybe not up to the standard they live, they become shocked and they lose trust in everything. In countries where it's not allowed to preach the word directly, we have to stick to the indirect ways. we serve the community, we should love, we give them services like medical, educational, and through which they can see Christ in us. But in other countries, it's allowed to preach whatever you believe in. So in these countries, we need not to keep silent. We have to speak up. Let's put it this way. In all countries, in all circumstances, we need to use the indirect ways. In all. But the direct spoken evangelism is related only to the fields where it's allowed to do this.